Hi, everybody. I am nervous. I was nervous before Tim spoke, but yesterday I went to a women's breakfast and we talked about adventure. So if Ali's here somewhere... Thanks, because this is my adventure, talking in front of everyone. Like I said, I'm Sharon and God's child. Coming from a family of six sisters and one brother, life was tough, especially being raised within a Sikh culture and traditions. Even though I had a big family, I felt lonely, insecure and unloved. My father was a very controlling man, and I don't remember ever having a conversation with him about anything. At the age of 19, I'd had an arranged marriage, and within months, my husband became very controlling and abusive, and he said and did things that I cannot repeat today. After a few years, I thought having a child would make things a little better. We had a gorgeous little boy, Jeevan, no longer little. He's here today, and Jeevan, I love you, and I always will. I spoke to my father throughout my marriage and asked him to speak to my ex-husband to change his ways, but he didn't. All Dad would say to me is, you've got house, you've got business, you've got money, you have a son. Stay where you are or I will disown you. After 11 years of a controlling, miserable and loveless marriage, I left. My father didn't talk to me at all and my family didn't talk to me much. I coped because I had my son Jeevan and I had a very close friend, Tracy. Tracy was there through it all and through the tough times. And Tracy... I'd like to let you know you're not just my friend. You are my sister and I love you lots. Sorry. After some time, I met my husband Simon. Wasn't husband then, but is now. We've been together 6 years and we got married last year. Simon is my soulmate, my love of my life, and I love him to bits. We've had problems before and after our marriage, and most of them have been of my doing. Because of my past, I've not been able to cope with certain situations and made home life for Simon and my three children, Jeep and Danielle and Gabriella, hard. Because of this, I felt I needed to change and I needed help. So one May morning, I rang Karen Rowland and asked her to help me. I said to her that something's missing in my life and I think it's God, and will you help me? And she helped me. From then on, I've been going to church, and I committed myself to Christianity on my first Alpha session. Something happened that night. During the first session, I opened up to strangers then, but now brothers and sisters, about my past, and someone told me, in order to move on, I needed to forgive my father and my ex-husband. I've done this, and boy, have I moved on. I've learnt to cope and understand that although my past wasn't brilliant, it's better than others. And I have moved on. God has given me three beautiful, caring and healthy children. And I have the most amazing in-laws. And I mean amazing. They are brilliant. They were Christians themselves. And even though I was divorced, when I met them, they welcomed me in with open arms. They've never judged me, despite making their son's life miserable at times. Since I've become a Christian, I feel better in myself. Others may not see and feel it, but I do. I still have low moments, but I pray and speak to God and know he's always there with me. At the beginning, I said that when I was younger, I felt lonely and insecure. I don't anymore. I have the church and I have God. I also mentioned that I didn't have much conversation or any conversations with my father, but I have conversations now with the Lord. I speak to him, and through the Holy Spirit, he replies back. From this, I can see that my future is looking better and better because of my lovely family and a great father that looks after me, my family, and my friends. So I thank the Lord, and I thank everyone here today.